A very warm welcome to all of you here at Gyan Sarovar Mount Abu at the spiritual headquarters of Brahma Kumaris. I know you've travelled from far and wide from the various parts of country to reach here. I'm sure after a little hassle you are now comfortably accommodated, have had your breakfast and lunch. So without keeping you waiting for long, I present before you Dr. Girish Patel. Dr. Girish Patel is a noted psychotherapist, international trainer and author. He is a world-renowned trainer from Mumbai. He has travelled extensively across the world in more than 40 countries, delivering over 5,000 lectures, which have left audiences spellbound. These include US, Russia, UK, Canada, Switzerland, Germany, Poland, almost all the parts of the world. He is a very renowned and professional trainer. Please listen to him very carefully. So without keeping you waiting, I invite Dr. Girish Patel, please.
All senior doctors and brothers and sisters, Om Shanti. Namaste. 100 people said Om Shanti, 40 said Namaste. What others are doing? Those who did not respond, do you know what they were doing? Watching TV. For a month or so we were watching TV. In Mandi, what happened? We used to become emotional, but can't do anything because unless we go there. But you have come here for this conference, so stop watching TV. We have all professional speakers, although they have prepared themselves well, but what they are going to share depends on you, how you respond. If you understand, nod your head so that we are sure you have not went to sleep. Because in such conferences, many participants fall asleep. If there is something humorous, laugh loudly. Do you know how to laugh? Do you know how to laugh? Prove it. 30-40 doctors only know how to laugh. Children laugh 80 times a day. But as we grow older, we forget laughing. We need some reason to laugh, isn't it? If you laugh without reason, then they will send you in my clinic. You are going to get lot of opportunities to laugh. Do you know at least clapping? There are so many reasons why we should clap. Recently I found out another new reason. In Bhutan there is a belief that to throw away bad souls we should clap. And for laughing and clapping, we need leaders. One person should begin. Then others would automatically follow. Now who will become laughing leader? Nobody? Okay, clapping leader? Okay, let's see, who is powerful? Because it's necessary. In such conferences, if you don't clap, people fall asleep. Once a professor was giving lecture, a student in front only went to sleep. He told his neighbor, please wake him up. He said, why I should wake him up? You only made him go to sleep. So such thing shouldn't happen. Laughing, clapping is a school study. It is not a big thing. Still we should do. Because we have to make whole atmosphere lively. But university education is to feel these points. I have seen transformation doesn't take place. Unless you feel, whatever you are today, we have positive as well as negative traits. You have acquired those traits because you felt something in your life. For positive change also feeling is most important. Even if there are tears in your eyes, It's wonderful. Okay? Shall we begin? Only 2% are saying. Other says ki hum to 4 se aa gaye yahan par. हाँ कुछ तो बोलना है, चुपचाप नहीं बैठना है. यू कैन से यस नो गुड बैड वॉट एवर बट डोंट जस्ट कीप क्वाइट. इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ 20th सेंचुरी व्हेन द आईक्यू टेस्ट वॉज डेवलप्ड पेरेंट्स वर वेरी क्रेजी टू नो आईक्यू ऑफ देयर चिल्ड्रन And they thought that child who has a high IQ is a successful child, is a bright child. But soon it was discovered that even children, those who had a very high IQ, but they, otherwise they failed in their life. And a classical example is, there is a society called Manasa. To become member of this society, you need only one qualification. Your IQ should be more than 130. There are many members of this society who have otherwise failed in their life. So it was realized that to be successful in life, to health, happiness, harmony, we need something else. And what is those other aspect? That other aspect is EQ. Time magazine had a whole issue devoted to this particular aspect. Now, what's your EQ? Do you want to know what's your EQ? Good. If there is EQ and SQ, sorry, EQ and IQ, then always EQ would win. Because to be successful, we need so many other aspects in our life. There is a joke in medical colleges. The first class first students are doing some small job in a government hospital. The second grade students, they open big hospitals and earn millions of rupees. And C graders, they become politicians and run the nation. Yes, you can clap. The whole point is, No, to be a successful doctor, you need so many other aspects in your life. And what are they? No, to know your emotional intelligence, I will share those other aspects. It said, because of IQ you are hired, but you need EQ in order to be promoted. Because of IQ you are hired, and because of lack of EQ, you are fired. And further, although right now we won't be discussing because we are short of time, is SQ, spiritual quotient. Sometimes even highly successful doctors feel vacuum in their life. No, they don't feel that there is a sense of fulfillment. It's because they lack spiritual quotient. And to develop your EQ, let's discuss practical aspect. IQ is only the tip of the iceberg. The whole submerged portion is our EQ. Do you want to develop your EQ?
Yes.
Only few are saying. What about others?
Yes.
No, we have made so much preparation. No, you have to give us powerful response, isn't it? Yeah, keep your hand like this. Everybody, please do it. I will ask you, no? You give a free fist in the air. Don't hit your neighbor. Okay. Okay, please do everybody, yeah? Yeah, do you want to increase your EQ?
Yes.
40% is only saying. No? At least the sound should go in whole of Gyan Sarovar, isn't it? Okay, right. Do you want to improve your EQ?
Yes.
Good, very good, no, quickly. Many no senior doctors don't like all this. No, they say, pardon?
I want three of them.
Okay, all three of them, very good. No, senior doctor says, he is teaching like children, we are not children. No, but to learn something, you have to become a child. No, if you send a child in Bangalore, what will happen in 6 months? What will happen in 6 months? He will learn Kannada. But no, elder don't learn even 6 words. So, if you want to improve upon yourself, be like a child. Now, coming to the foundation. EQ makes us aware about our feeling and that of others. Both are important. You should be in touch with your own feelings and also know the feelings of others. Unless you have that understanding, you cannot develop good relationship with others. You cannot make your subordinates happy. Even with patients also. You need to understand their feelings. Sometimes, in my profession, within 2 minutes I make diagnosis. But patient want to speak for 1 hour. And unless you listen, he will think doctor has given me wrong medicine. Because he has not heard me only. So likewise, in every relationship, you need to know feelings of others. Even your own feelings. The foundation of emotional intelligence is awareness. Awareness is to know the sensation before it gets converted into thought. Before any thought comes, there is something. Like before vomiting, there is nausea. Similarly, even before thought, there is some sensation. The deep spiritual practice is to catch that awareness. I would like to share some practical aspects also. Yeah. Do like this. Please, everybody, please do it. Just try to relax and try to catch the sensation between the palms. Yeah, anything is happening? What's happening? Nothing? What? Say, bolna. Kya? Hands are getting attracted towards each other. What else? Palms are becoming warm. There is some other sensation. So this is, many times you might have kept your hands like this, but you are not aware. So similarly, for every aspect, when you are seated, sit with awareness. When you are walking, walk with awareness. Even when you are eating, eat with awareness. You might feel that we will slow down. But to be successful in life, very speed is not necessary. One businessman came to meet Dadi Janki. Then he was going, he was pushing the door out. Dadi said, "My dear, in India, doors open inside. In Western countries, doors open outside because they are in hurry." So actually, this is a inner development which is most important. So, yeah. And start right now. Start doing everything with awareness. Now, the word emotion is derived from immover, which means energy in motion. Now, emotions have tremendous energy. One lady had a stroke and she was admitted in a big hospital in London. Even after 3 months, she was not improving. Doctor said that we don't know, any day she might die. Her friend came to see her. So in the conversation she said, "I am 100% sure, there is no doubt about it, that my husband loves me. But he has never said me so." That friend went and told her husband also. And he really became emotional. Whole night he couldn't sleep. He He thought, I love her so much that probably I won't be able to live without her. But it is my hesitation, perhaps it is my shyness that I have never expressed it properly. Next day morning when he went to hospital, he had tears in his eyes. You know, everything that went on whole night he expressed emotionally. And then said, please don't leave us, I won't be able to live without you. Believe me, within 5 minutes her condition started improving. No, within 5 hours she was almost 20-25% better. So, what lady doctors are thinking, I understand your thoughts also. I should have invited my husband also. Next time please do so. There is another thing, when you are coming, many must have told you. Abhay Gokhale is my good friend in Mumbai. When he was coming, his wife said, no, don't go. I won't allow you. Why? Because I have heard they make brother and sister. So don't worry. Okay. So emotions are most important. And right emotions. Emotion converted in a negative direction becomes commotion. If emotion goes in a positive direction, it becomes devotion. So the whole difference is just how you manage your emotions. In fact, we need to manage our emotions in such a way so that doesn't cloud our general intelligence. Some of you must have been thinking that why? IQ is important. Why IQ? IQ is definitely required. As somebody said, I need all the three. But to use your IQ, you need EQ. Because otherwise, if somebody criticizes you, if you get disturbed, if thing doesn't happen according to your desire, you become angry. When there is a failure, you become depressed. So in all those states, our emotions become so cloudy that you are not able to use your IQ as well. And that's why we need to manage our emotions properly. As I said, it starts with awareness. One more practice, everybody will do? At the outset, you might have also realized that this is not like any of our other conferences. We are only in inauguration, we go. And otherwise, only 5% present is there. Here you will find every session is interesting and we want 100% presence. And we would like to share you also practical techniques which anywhere you might not have learned. Another step of awareness is, practically please do, everybody will do it?
Yes.
Still not saying.
Yes.
It's very important I am sharing with you. What we take very huge fees to teach all this. Which here, because it is being organized by Brahma Kumaris, I am sharing free. Start right now and by tomorrow morning, make it at least say 1008 times. Ask this question to yourself. What I am doing, whatever I am doing, I am enjoying. I am there, I am enjoying that activity. Now what you are doing? What you are doing? Listening to me. I am enjoying this talk. When you walk, you think, I am walking. I am enjoying my walk. When you are eating, now I am eating, I am enjoying my food. Even while eating, ask 100 times that I have put food in my mouth, I am enjoying. Every time if you ask, you will come in present moment, important thing. And then awareness also will develop. Another important aspect, we tend to forget. A professor did this practice and after 2 days she met me, she said that I had forgotten my keys. So then I asked, where I had enjoyed my key? On dining table, it was there on the dining table. Another doctor said he had forgotten his mobile. It happens to all of us. And then we dial our own number. But then, rather than he started thinking, where I had enjoyed my mobile? In washroom. It was there in the washroom only. So, no, even your memory also would improve. Your awareness would develop. Now, EQ gives you empathy, motivation, compassion and ability to respond skillfully to pleasure and pain. Now, empathy is most important in medical profession. Tomorrow also I will share with you a little more detail. There are some doctors, maybe very few, who are apathic. They are not concerned about their patients. No, they are, money is more important. There are many who have sympathy. Now, sympathy is good, but in sympathy we become emotional. And we are driven away on those emotions and that takes away a lot of your energy. What you need is empathy. Empathy is to understand other person's feeling and then deal with him from that perspective. Like, no, when you put your foot in my shoes, you would realize where it hurts. So, whenever you are dealing with patients, see from that perspective. Say, if I have the same illness or if one of my relative has the same illness and when we go to doctor, what sort of response I need, what sort of a care I would expect. Let me give same to my patient. So, empathy is most important. Second is motivation also. Motivation has to be inner motivation. Because if motivation is outer motivation, it won't last longer. For inner motivation, tell yourself that this is the time to receive even blessings from patients. Generally, our slogan is, dawa deni hai, fees leni hai. Isn't it? But now here in these 3 days, we want you to change your slogan. Make your slogan like this, dawa deni hai, dua leni hai. And especially for doctors, you don't need to go anywhere. Like industrialists, they have to go somewhere to do some charity. For us, even a small GP can at least decide some, say, 3 hours in a week when he can give free treatment. Indeed, it's very good. Please, one decision if you can make, find out some hours, maybe 2-3 hours a week, where anybody can walk in and you can give him free consultation. Maybe they are not paying you, but believe me, those emotions would be wonderful. In my clinic we have developed a simple habit. It is visible that this patient is poor. He says that mera pati riksha chalata hai. So then I write free. And then secretary goes and they ask, what is the fees? He says, no fees. They are surprised. They have tears in their eyes. And we feel that is a great thing what you have achieved. So at least little bit if you start doing that, blessing would make your life wonderful in fact. Mind is a cause of bondage. The same mind can also become a cause of liberation. It can become a cause of freedom. So we have to use same mind in a positive way. सोच को बदलिए सितारे बदल जाएंगे, नजर को बदलिए नजारे बदल जाएंगे, कश्तियों को बदलने की जरूरत नहीं, सिर्फ दिशाएं बदलिए किनारे खुद व खुद मिल जाएंगे. जस्ट चेंज द डायरेक्शन ऑफ योर थॉट्स एंड यू स्टार्ट राइटिंग फ्यू पॉइंट्स यू हैव लाइक्ड व्हाट आई एम शेयरिंग और इन ऑल अदर प्रेजेंटेशंस. Just write few things and repeat to yourself and you will transform direction of your thinking. You may lose everything, but don't lose your hope. Now, hope is the most important ingredient of emotional intelligence. In Gujarati, there is a saying, Jetli jhadapthi pado, enathi das guna chado. Got it? No? Okay, yeah. So what force you fall, rise with 10 times more force. So, no, if that is the approach, that even if there is a failure, I am going to fight back. And it's no all our approach. Even though whenever there is a failure, keep some slogans ready with you. I have one slogan. Everybody will repeat with me?
Yes.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Fek do hamari zindagi ko aag mein. आग को भी बदल देंगे हम बाग में विजयी होंगे हर मार्ग पर कि आने दो मौत को भी सामने. How many did like this? Body language is very important. So no, whenever you have a failure, no, tell yourself. And there is another thing. You might say that I don't remember all this. Then there is another simple thing which has really worked. No, many have done this and it has worked. That is, remember these 3 words. Everybody will repeat?
Yes.
Okay. With both the hands. These 3 words are high. We are not talking about fighting with others. I am talking about fighting with circumstances. No, fighting with failures. So these 3 words are face it.
Face it.
Fight it. Finish it.
Yes.
Yeah. So whenever it comes to say, face it, fight it, finish it. Yes, yes, yes. And you will get that energy to deal with your failures effectively. When we talk about emotional intelligence, generally people say that this is all being nice. It's not only being nice. In fact, assertive behavior is an important ingredient of EQ. You need to assert also. Like, if somebody is asking for, say, 20,000 rupees from you, if you think that that person might not be able to return, better to say no. Something you don't like, at least with stable mind, peacefully express. Then only they would understand what are your feelings. So, anger is bad. Suppression is equally bad, but what we need is a assertive behavior. Now, emotional intelligence is, different aspects are self-awareness, self-regulation and management. Now, regulate your life slowly. Start with even simple things. Get up 15 minutes before your normal schedule. Eat 5% less than what you are eating. Observe 30 minutes silence in the morning. Maybe do yoga for 10 minutes. Start with small things. You will find soon you will do difficult things. Ultimately you will end up doing impossible things. So start with self-regulation is important. Make a timetable. Talk to yourself also. Then what you need is social skills. And one of the very important aspect is appreciation. Everyone needs appreciation. If your wife has prepared good food, appreciate that today this dish is wonderful. Don't say, my mother used to prepare nice dishes. That's true, mother used to prepare, but now she's not there. No, who is present in front of you, appreciate that person. And take every opportunity to appreciate. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, we don't take those opportunities. Small thing. If someone, Rapanno, your subordinate, if they have dressed up well, say, yes, wonderful. Today you look so nice. You look handsome. Person will remember whole day. You know, likewise with patients also, take every opportunity. When Narasimha Rao, the former Prime Minister of India, died, they say he was Chanakya of modern politics. I thought, my God, somebody should have told him before 6 days, and I guarantee he would have lived for more 6 years. When he was living, no, there nobody was there. It can be exaggeration also. Probably Dr. Ashok Mehta also will come. He is our president. He is also managing director of BSCS Hospital in Mumbai, where I also go. One day he told me, Girish, you have ability to become Narendra Modi. Maybe it was a big exaggeration. But then, you know, my energy level increased. Although I am not interested in politics at all. But then I thought, like, you know, social reformation, what I want to bring, probably, you know, when doctor like Ashok Mehta says, there must be something and I can do it. So likewise, you know, even if you exaggerate, do appreciate people. There should be little truth in it, that's all. We like, no, originally these two scientists, they quoted this word, emotional intelligence, in 1980s, and then when Dalian Goleman wrote his book Emotional Intelligence, which became a bestseller, and then, no, this word has become so popular. Now, no, coming to practical qualities. Now find out, no, whether you have these qualities or not. These are 8 qualities of emotionally intelligent person. Like, now, as I share those 8 qualities, find out whether I lack those qualities. And secondly, also put effort to acquire them. And you will learn many techniques in these days to acquire these qualities in your life. And these qualities are self-control, to delay gratification, can-do attitude, self-discipline. Motivated, aspire for excellence, good character and better judgment. Let's understand one by one. Foundation is to delay gratification. How many of you have heard about emotional intelligence or read something about emotional intelligence? Please raise your hand. Only few. Okay. Then let me share. This is very basic thing, that, you know, how this whole concept came. There was an experiment very well known as the marshmallow experiment. Marshmallow is a type of a sweet. Thousands of children were divided into two groups on the basis of this simple test. They were given this marshmallow sweet, and after the giving the sweet, researchers said, don't eat. Don't eat for half an hour. If you can wait for half an hour, we will come back and give you reward of another sweet. When the researcher went away, it was a very difficult situation. That now the sweet is in hand, how to stop? So, you know, over 75% ate the sweet, couldn't wait. But some did something, you know, they hided it somewhere or started dancing, whatever. But waited for half an hour. Researcher came back, gave them another sweet. On this basis, the two groups were made. After 25 years, they were contacted again. By that time, they were grown up. They had become professional businessmen, something. But they found that there was a tremendous difference. Those who could delay gratification were much more successful in their respective profession as compared to those who couldn't delay gratification. So, isn't very important. And no, do simple thing as I said, but do delay gratification. Like, no, if there is anger, just even tell yourself that let me wait for even 5 seconds. After 5 seconds I will say. If you can even wait for 5 seconds, then you will find that I can wait for 15 seconds also. In other gratification, if you feel like eating, wait for a while. Sleep also, even if I have to push myself, let me wake up. And when those thoughts are coming, know how to delay gratification, how to stop. There is a wonderful technique. Can you come here, sir? Come quickly. Yes, yes. You can remove your shoes. Yeah, we'll do one practical technique. You know, theory you will forget. You know, something practical you will remember. In this game, you are going to make no full statements. Like, you know, in watch it is 5:22. Like he is doing video recording. Somebody is wearing specs. And if I say, Baba, you have to stop there and there. You can't move further. You can't say one word further. You can say another statement, but that statement is cut. Got it?
Okay,
okay, start. Baba. Say, you have to say second statement.
There are many doctors
here. Baba. Say another. Baba. What happened? Like, if we would have given him freedom, we would have said 10 statements in this time. But because I was cutting him, even thoughts must have also reduced, right? Thoughts have also reduced. Many times in long sessions, if we continue this game longer, no person would even sit down and say, no, I don't want to play. You are cutting my thoughts. So likewise, whenever those undesirable thoughts are there, immediately say Baba and cut your thought. Baba is not a Baba with any beards. No, it is for no incorporeal God this word is being used. And you will find it has a wonderful effect. I will tell you, please sit down. Yeah, please give him big hand. Practically what happens, now a thought might come that patient is admitted in hospital, what must be his condition? And otherwise that thought might continue if he develops some complication, if assistant can't manage him properly, like that, many thoughts might come. But decide that I am going to use Baba technique. Now I am in this, as soon as this thought comes, patient might develop complication, Baba. Then if you keep doing, then next time maybe patient may develop Baba. Then will come patient, Baba. Then even before any thought, Baba, Baba, Baba. Indeed, I have done it and it happens. And I was surprised. I never thought that this technique can have such a wonderful effect. Couple of even schizophrenics who are a little bit in touch with reality, they said we use this technique and our voices had reduced. So at least we can get wonderful result with this Baba technique. Everybody will follow?
Yes.
Yeah, please follow today only. If any other negative thought comes, immediately say Baba. Another is can do attitude. I can is more important than IQ. Even it is a well known fact that we are hardly using 2% of our real mind power. Even Einstein had used only 16% of his mind power. So how much little we must have been using. So just think that I can do it. Whenever some difficult challenges come, then do this. Yes, I can. Yes, yes, yes. And you will be able to take actions, practical steps. Yeah, this is the time to go in silence. Yeah, just be in silence. Okay, they say you can continue. So, discipline plus enthusiasm is equal to miracle. So one thing is, discipline yourself in varieties of ways I was sharing. Another thing is become enthusiastic. Enthusiasm can make tremendous difference. There is no substitute for self-motivation. One adolescent, he was learning football game. He was not playing well at all. Coach had also tried so much, but he was not playing well. Once there was an important league match, that boy went and told coach, please give me a chance in this match. Coach said, foolish, your performance is so poor. If we take you, we are definitely going to lose this match. He said, no, sir, I won't disappoint you. Please give me one chance. And when that chance was given, he was so enthusiastic that every time he got the ball, he converted into a goal. There was no doubt. His enthusiasm was so great that because of him, his team won the match. After the match, coach told him, what's the matter? Now your performance has increased 20 times than what it was earlier. Even earlier your father used to come and watch you. Today your father is not there. Still you played so well. He said, sir, my father was blind. He died before 6 days. Now he's watching me from above. That's why I played with so much enthusiasm. So got it? Like that, no, we need some motivation. Many people do a lot of charity for their parents. For us, no, we can help our patients for our parents. Think that in my mother's memory, I am going to help this 1,000 patients. Whatever way you want. But those inner motivation can be an excellent thing. It is said, perfection is paralyzing, but excellence is achieving. Don't think of perfection. No, nobody is perfect. Just try to improve. Right now, start improving. And if you keep on improving, push yourself a little bit, ultimately, we can even achieve impossible things in our life. What we need is better judgment. When you are able to manage your emotions properly, you can even have better judgment. Situation or lifeless. What happens to you is not important. What you do with what happens to you is highly important. Circumstances don't create stress. Across the world, wherever I have said this, immediately participants or journalists ask, that doctor, don't you think poverty is stress? Those who are poor, they are suffering so much. Even poverty is not stress. It's a real life example. There was a poor man in Mumbai. He had 3 sons. Their response to poverty was radically different. Eldest used to abuse parents, that why you gave birth if you are not able to feed us properly. And ultimately he became psychopath. The youngest had low self-esteem, that I don't have even good clothes to put on. So he also could not study. But the middle one went on studying day and night. When other children went for picnic, he would study. When other children would play, he will study. Ultimately, he became a surgeon. Now he has a good practice in New York. Once he was getting an oration award, and there was an opportunity to speak about his life. So he said, I became good surgeon because my parents were poor. there were tears in participants' eyes when he said that there were days when food was not there. Still I would study, thinking that if I study, I can solve this problem. He said, my eldest brother came drunk home and create a scene. Still I will study, thinking that if I study, I can treat him well. So no, what happens to you is not at all important. No, to keep that clarity of mind and take right judgment. Think, what is under my control and let me do those aspects. Even though write down that in this difficult situation, these things are under my control and I am going to do that. And ultimately what we achieve is good character. Everything in a nutshell is good character. What is character? Read it. Character is, what you do when nobody is observing. So that is your inner aspect. And that gives us tremendous power. Tremendous satisfaction within. So think about this aspect. Let's internalize. Everybody liked it? Yeah. It said, समय नदी की धार जिसमें सब बह जाया करते हैं, समय बड़ा बलवान जिसमें पर्वत भी ढल जाया करते हैं, अक्सर लोग आया और जाया करते हैं, परंतु आप जैसे कुछ लोग इतिहास बनाया करते हैं। We need to make history of being emotionally intelligent. Before we start inauguration, let's internalize those points. Yeah, please sit upright. Yeah. Both the feet on the floor, please. It may be sort of a small meditation. Meditation is inner journey. We'll have practical sessions also. But before that, let's internalize. Let go your whole body. If you wish, you can close your eyes. Just become aware about your breathing. You are breathing in and breathing out. As you become aware about your breathing, the speed of thinking reduces. Now, become aware about your thoughts. My thoughts are the seed of all my experiences. My thoughts are under my control. I choose my thoughts. I will choose those thoughts which will make me emotionally intelligent. Today I have realized managing emotions is most important. I will give right direction to my emotions. Because I am a spiritual being, it's very natural to have positive emotions. I am a peaceful soul. once I become peaceful, I am able to understand my own feelings and feelings of others. From that perspective, I will turn my life in positive direction. The soul is going to carry those sanskars along. It's most important to transform my thoughts, which will ultimately become a habit. I am going to regulate myself in small, small ways. Realize my own inner powers. I will use those powers for self-development. We'll also use Baba technique. To stop my negative thoughts. We'll do everything with awareness. Receive powers from Almighty to acquire those 8 qualities of emotionally intelligent person. Automatically also these thoughts will come from time to time till all the 8 qualities are part of my personality. Slowly come out of this stage, open your eyes, you are feeling fresh, you are feeling energetic. Do this, slowly do this, and send all your good vibrations throughout your body. Om Shanti. This was a small experience. How do you feel? One word, one line. How do you feel? Good. What? Achha, taali baja ke batate. Okay. Just anybody. One word, one line. What was the feeling? Wonderful. Huh? Excellent. Pardon? Peaceful. Very good. Okay. Before now, we'll start with our inaugural session because it's going to be long. You are sitting for so long. So we'll do an exercise with wisdom. Please get up, everybody. Yeah, here is a small exercise. No, where it's a meaningful exercise, you know, which has some wisdom. If you do properly, you know, understand it nicely. You will acquire many such steps are there, but no, I won't be able to give you longer time, but still we have little while. So let's do that meaningful exercise. One step is bend down on your right side and stop the tap of your negative energy. Remember, negative energy is being leaked. Stop that tap. Samajh rahe? Tap ko band karo. Negative energy stop hogi. All negative energy stop. do it nicely, still bend, remove gaya. You have stopped the leakage of negative energy. Now on your left side, put the bulb of wisdom. Done? Yeah, we have acquired wisdom. Now we have a negative energy, no, throw it away. Throw away all the negative energy. Yeah, keep flower. Dur bhej do. Shanti van me to bhej do. Yes, do it nicely. You gaya? Gaya. Put it down also. Yeah. Put your negative energy up or down. Don't give to your neighbor. Now, let's get blessings from God. Now, Baba is standing in front of us. Receive blessings from Baba. That God is giving me positive blessings. Yeah, even in atmosphere, there are so many positive vibrations. Especially here in Gyan Sarovar, whole atmosphere is charged with positive. So, no, catch those positive vibrations and feel within yourself. Yeah? Feeling happy?
Yes.
Okay, now say, Vah mera bhagya. Now that you have come here, no, your fortune is so good. Okay, say loudly, yeah? Vah mera bhagya. Aur jor se bolenge taki dadi aa jayegi andar. Vah mera bhagya. Then say, Vah Bhagwan Vah, aisa bhagya diya. Theek hai? Vah Bhagwan Vah. Yeah. Vah Baba Vah. Feeling good? Okay, please sit down.